Welcome to the Helena Podcast with Huey No Sleep. This podcast rains from the studio hidden behind the Old Town Waterfalls.
Wait till that thunder stops. Hey, welcome to the Helena Podcast. I'm Huey No Sleep. Today is Wednesday, July the 8th. Today's podcast is going to focus on two big interviews. We have two officials, well, one official for the city, the assistant to the mayor, Joy Childers, and then we have the historian of Helena, Ken Penhale. Both of them have great stories, and both of them know a lot in their respective fields. So let's go ahead. As I sit out here in Old Cahaba, waiting for the rain to come, let's go ahead and listen to those two interviews now. I'm sitting here with Joy Childers, assistant to the mayor, founder of the Beau Bias Day, Christmas Parade Committee, and the Itty Bitty City Committee. How are you doing, Joy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Huey?
Doing good. I want to ask you about the flags that were lining Old Town.
Well, the flags came this year. It was quite a surprise to all of us, but we received two boxes, 124 flags and four of the large flags to go at the bigger places in town, such as Crow's Corner or in front of City Hall. And they were all donated in memory of Larry Childers, who was my husband, who passed away in February. So this was quite a surprise to all of us. We don't know who it was, but we appreciate whoever it was that stepped up to the plate to do this. And we decided, we put them up this year. They flew all over the city of Helena, not just in Old Town, but everywhere. And we decided that in honor of Larry, and in honor of those that have gone on before us or that are here, that we would develop a flag fund, which every, when flags get bad and they tatter and tear and from one thing in the weather, they need to be replaced. And so we thought it would be a really neat thing to have a fund adopt a flag, where each year people can adopt a flag for a year. Mm-hmm. You can do it in honor of a family member, or you can do it in memory of someone, or just because it can be your family. I could adopt a flag for the Childers family. And in the newsletter, every time we have a holiday and the flags go up, it would say, the flag in front of City Hall is flying in honor of Larry Childers, or in memory of Larry Childers, or whoever you would like to do. That money would be put in a special fund, and as these flags need to be replaced, then we would just replace them. The flags would always look pristine and beautiful, and I just think it's a great idea, and it was quite an honor, and we were very appreciative of whoever it was that decided to do this for us.
Very cool. Christmas parade. Do you have a theme for Christmas parade yet? Or that just later?
Well, Beau Bias is going to be our grand marshal this year. Oh. I got confirmation from management, and Beau has accepted and thinks it's quite an honor, and he's real excited, and his family's real excited. So they will be our grand marshal this year. The Itty Bitty City Committee has not voted on what the thing will be, but we kind of sort of think it's going to be some kind of rocking around the Christmas tree or a rock and roll kind of Christmas or something to that effect. So those of you that might want to get up some ideas for your float might want to kind of sort of look at a rock and roll, Southern rock, Christmas in Dixie kind of type thing.
I know Taco Bell's coming before the school opens, hopefully.
Yep, hopefully. They're pretty much coming. The contracts are out for the Sonic. We haven't got them back yet.
Now, last I heard, the Sonics couldn't put on a four-lane highway. And so, would that be on the Hillsboro Highway,
or would they consider us?
They
have contracts in hand, and so it looks like it's, as soon as we get the contracts back, it looks like it's coming. I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
I thought it was okay, but Sonic's more of
Sonic's going to be great, and we've already had people interested that have heard about the Sonic coming, that they want to have bike night at the Sonic, because they do it in Pelham, and these are bike people that ride bikes here in Helena, and there's really nowhere for them to go to have a bike night.
Right.
And, you know, it's like once a month they come and they gather, and usually they get like a percentage off, and, you know, they come from everywhere. So I'm hoping that the contracts will come in and we'll get a Sonic.
The tunnel should be open soon. Any deadline for the Sports Center
Community center
is winding down. We are winding down. We are in the process now of hoping to get some grants to get some furniture in. There's been talk, and this is not a done deal yet, but we're hoping soon that it will be. Where we do some sponsorships, where people can sponsor a chair, sponsor a table. We're looking at prices now about hopefully sponsoring a room. So there might be a family that wants to sponsor a whole entire room, and that room would be named after them. And so, you know, you could call and make reservations for a class or something that you want to do. Maybe it would be the Penn Hill room or the Childers room or whatever.
Right.
And so we're still in the stages of talking about that, but we got a lot of grants out there, hopefully, that are going to come in help us furnish this place. That's the biggest thing right now. We'll have the building. We just got to be able to put things in where people can actually sit. But, you know, we'll be looking at right now. We're trying to get the building itself done, and we've had some grants come in, and we've got some more out there. So we're keeping our fingers crossed, and the economy being the way it is, sometimes it's just really hard to get money. You know, it's the same way with our school. We're hoping eventually to have a high school. As far as I know and what I've heard from the people that I've talked to, and this is not coming directly out of the mayor's office, this is coming out of Joy Childers, that I have talked to some people that I know in the county, and we are the next on the list to receive high school. Now, that is when funds are available.
Right.
So, you know, get out there and write the Board of Education and flood them with emails. And I mean, it's something we need. We need it badly in this community. Our children need ownership. They need ownership of a high school. My kids went to school here when I could put the entire fourth grade in my station wagon. So that just goes to show you, when Kim was in the fourth grade, I could put the entire fourth grade in the station wagon and take them skating in Hoover. So we've come a long way, but we need our own high school. It's important. It's important to these kids to know that this is their town, this is where they live, and they've got their own elementary school, their own intermediate school, their own middle school, and now they need ownership of their high school. And it's up to the parents, and it's up to us to sit down and get on those computers and write letters, you know, write to the governor, write to your legislator, write to your congressman, write to anybody. Just let them know this is important. You know, why should our children have to go out of town to go to school? Mm-hmm. Doesn't make any sense. We are the only town, the only small town in Shelby County with a populace of over 10,000 that does not have its own high school.
Thank you, Joy. Thank you for coming on the podcast. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, that's great. Joy told us about the Sonic, Bo Bice, and even there might be a chance that if I come up with enough money, there could be a gnome room at the Helena Sports Complex. All right, let's change the mood, put on our jackets, I'll pull out my pipe, and we'll sit down and we'll talk to Ken Pinhell about the devastating tornadoes of 1933 in Helena during the Depression, and how Helena still ended up to be the great city that it is today.
I'm sitting here with Ken Pinhell, chairman of the library board, local Helena historian, founder of the Shelby County Historical Society, Cahaba Trace Commission, Old Town Review Board. Tell me about the tornado that came through, and about what happened afterwards, and how the Old Town got built at that point.
Early morning hours of May 5th, 1933. It was 2:33 o'clock. Anyway, it was a pretty rough night. I think there had been tornadoes in other parts of the state. And it approached Helena from the west. It hit Colmont first. It came down that ridge. First homes in Helena to get, I guess, to be destroyed was the one up here where Jeannie Jones lives. There's a home there where Alliston Road, I think, comes off 261.
Yeah.
All right, destroy that house. There's a house right here on the corner of Tuscaloosa and 261. It destroyed it. And all the houses across 261 from it. It was just, I forget how wide a path. But this, where I live right here, was on the left-hand side of it. It got the house in front of my parents' house. It went over my parents' house and got the house behind it and to the right and just continued on toward Old Town. The school, the elementary school down here, it caught the corner of it. It didn't destroy it, but it did damage the corner of it. And everything to right, it destroyed from there over almost where Plantation is. It got everything in between. The Baptist Church was right in the main path. Houses on the right of 261, all the way down to the what we call the Booten House, they were destroyed. All the rolling mill quarters destroyed. The old grist mill, Janet, you got that. And down in Old Town, the two-story brick building there where I think the whole reception is now, it sucked the front of that building out. Didn't blow it down, just sucked the front wall out. It destroyed the Methodist Church. It didn't get any houses around the Methodist Church. And my theory is it was just a big hollow, wide open space, you know, inside. Mm-hmm. So it just sort of, when it sucked out, it just collapsed. Like I said, it got all three churches. And as far as Old Town itself, like I said, it skirted to the right of the Old Town section. But all the houses in the rolling mill section, it destroyed those. Now, I can remember growing up, right here where my driveway intersects 261, there was a big oak tree. Mm-hmm. And there was a big sheet of tin was up in the top of the tree, I guess till they took the tree down when they moved the road there. My grandparents' house is right behind it. It's a two-story house sitting on a hill right here. They used it more or less as a hospital. I think the only damage it sustained was it blew the columns. It has columns in the front. It blew the columns out. But there were two houses right here where my house sits that destroyed those, swept it clean.
Well, there wasn't that many people in Helena at the time anyway.
No, probably 300-500.
So that took out, a lot of the houses.
It took a big chunk of the houses out. Like I said, got all the churches. The mines had closed. The rolling mill had closed. And the population had dwindled down. And it was really a tough blow.
Right, because you already had so much gone.
And it was, a lot of it was never built back. And some of it wasn't built back until the 40s, late 40s. I know this home right here wasn't built back till the 40s. And there, up the street there, was about mid-40s where it was built back. And some of them, I don't know about where were built back. But there was a big house right to the south of the school. It was destroyed too. They built it back. A lot of them were built back out of, they managed to salvage, the lumber to build the houses back. But, coming back, recovery was real slow. The economy, it was mid-30s, early 30s. The economy was bad and there was just not much money, to come back with. So
it wasn't like a disaster recovery from the president or anything like that.
No, nothing like that. I said some of it was just never built back. And some of it was back on Rolling Mill Street. It was the 60s, early 60s before that street was ever rebuilt.
When did the actual decision to make to, I guess, rebuild Old Town to make it to where it currently looks now?
Yeah, I give Ronnie Morton credit for that. That was his dream. He and my brother.
You know so much. I probably could get you talking for hours, but it's just a matter of getting something that's people don't know about.
Yeah.
But I forgot to mention you have the book that when you're doing research for the images that you publish, and they have it at Walgreens.
Yeah.
What was the name of it?
Images of America, Helena, Alabama.
Right. And they have that at Walgreens. I think you can also get on Amazon. I bought one copy from Amazon and lost it. And then I had to go back to Walgreens and get another copy.
Books A Million and Barnes & Noble did have it. I was in Books A Million the other day and they had sold out. Now Barnes & Noble had it also, but I don't think I...
They have all the pictures. They have the pictures when there was a skating ring over by In Cahoots by Lake Davison.
Yeah. That was something else I think that the storm got with that also. I know it got the grist mill. There was one young boy killed right across the street here. Lived next door to where Tom's garage is. They blew her up in the tree. Killed her. Just impaled her up in the tree. My aunt and uncle were living down. We have another friend that lived up the street here on King Street. They were trying to get to storm shelter. She was holding her little boy and blew him away. Just took her whole arm.
Oh, man.
She lost her arm. store. There were a lot of horrible, horrible stories. My parents' home, it damaged. It blew part of the roof off, blew the house off the foundation. My mother put my brother, Sonny the mayor, put him under the bed. We had an iron bed. Put him, my brother, up under the bed, you know, to protect them. And, but luckily, like I said, it blew the house off the foundation, blew part of the roof off of me. You know, they survived because it destroyed the house. It skipped over our house, their house, and got the house behind it and all around it. So they were just real fortunate. It didn't disintegrate, you know, my parents' house.
Now, you know, I guess the amazing part is when I think about the tornadoes that came through and kind of ripped through everything, that Helena still stayed here. Everybody just didn't abandon the town.
No.
And they, you know, they rebuilt Old Town, and then just recently we got one of the top cities in, you know, in America, I think it was. And then also the lowest crime rate and all these awards and stuff. And all this started from, you know, the town almost just being completely destroyed.
It was all, like I said, it was, there wasn't much left when the tornado went through. There was, like I said, there were a few houses to the left of Old Town. It was all that was left. The Davidson house, I forgot that. It did destroy the top floor of the Davidson house down there. And of course, it was rebuilt and changed the style. But there again, that might have been due to it being a big vacant space, you know, like in the attic.
I saw that the depot is actually moved from another part of Old Town.
That the depot in the deli, originally, is set right about where the middle of that street is down there, next to the railroad.
Right.
That was, well, not in the middle of the street, between the street and one of the railroad tracks. It's set right there.
Right.
And it's where it's built, probably 1873.
Oh, so it really was a depot?
It was a depot, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was a depot from 1873 right there till 1905. Third site for that building.
But it's a great location. It's like in cahoots across the street. You've got that waterfall right there. Mm-hmm.
But it was actually a depot. That's where you served the South and North Alabama Depot from 1872 or 3 till 1905.
Waterfalls was built to actually, it wasn't, what was it for? Was it a grinding mill, a sawmill?
Yeah, well, it had two purposes. On the right-hand side was a grist mill, cotton gin and grist mill. They gin cotton and grind corn. On the left-hand side, on the In Cahoot side, was a generator, generate power for the town.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That'd be cool if we did that again.
This is the
insulators.
Insulators from the original Helena power system. To generate power there, because they turn it on in the morning, turn it about 10 o'clock at night, they would turn it off. So you'd be in the dark at 10 o'clock until... Whatever.
So there wasn't Alabama Power or someone bringing power
outside? Alabama Power bought them out.
Okay.
But that, you know, at the time, it was Tom Davidson. There had been a couple of previous dams there. They go way back to probably 1860s. There have been another three mills down there. There were two mills there on where the depot is. Mm-hmm. And there was an early one over in Cahoots. It was an early grist mill over there. Needham Lee had one up the creek. Now, I've not found the site of it, but I've got it on an early map that shows that Needham Lee had one way up the creek, probably up there around where, if they ever have occasion to drain the mill pond, you can see where you can still see the remnants of the wooden dam.
I wouldn't mind coming back again sometime, but a different topic. Yeah, because I always think of stuff driving around, and oh, boy, Ken Pinhell knows about that, why that's there.
I've been real fortunate in knowing a lot of the old settler life.
Thank you, Ken Pinhell. Appreciate it. We could spend hours here talking about this. Thanks to everything you had to tell us.
That interview with Ken Pinhell was actually completely fascinating. I spent a large amount of time trying to edit it because there was at least 30 minutes of material that involved looking at photos that wouldn't sound good on a podcast, or venture that his father had going from Helena on the trains to California. He also has these wonderful bits of information about Helena Waterfall actually generated power for the entire city, and also that we actually had a commuter train that would go from Helena to Birmingham and also to take people to the coal mines. So Helena was very advanced in its age. I mean, talk about green technology. We generated our own power before Alabama Power bought us out. Okay, I wanted to thank Ken Penhale and Joy Childers for coming on to the podcast and remind everybody that if you want to leave a voice message and request certain information on the podcast, you can dial 419-0270. And we actually had someone call in. So let's listen to this real quick.
Yes, I would just like to know some more about my council members. So I'm looking forward to seeing more interviews with them. And I'd also like to complain about a neighbor of mine. They've got too many gnomes in their yard, and I just think that's a big safety hazard. Somebody could fall and poke their eye out. Anyways, I hope you'll be able to take care of this.
Hold on. Real quick, we have more city council members coming onto the podcast, which is a great thing. And about your neighbor who has too many gnomes in your yard, listen, in these hard times that we live in, we just need to work together. And I suggest that you go over to that neighbor's house and you buy him a beer, because he's probably sitting on his deck right now doing a podcast. Okay, well, that's it. That's all we have. Everybody, really have a great time. Enjoy the rest of the week on Helena. Hopefully, I'll have another podcast in a week. Depends on how many interviews I can get. And also, this Friday, we have movies in the park. And Saturday morning, we also have the farmer's market. So everybody have a great week. I'll see you. Anything coming up? Not that thing, but
about that. We'll announce that at the next podcast.
Right.